Ladies and gentlemen, I know which buttons to push. It's okay.
Is this thing on?
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Uncensored Radio. I'm Laysha Bedelli. No, I can't stop now. Yeah. Welcome to Uncensored Radio's UCR Live. We are here by the tips of our fingers and the curly bits of everything else to present you the dysfunction and dystopia of this week. And my God, there's a lot of it going around. So we've got a lot to talk about this week. I think it's going to be quite funny. Quite funny, quite amusing to lift us out of our fecundity, as it were. How are you today?
Fecundity?
The luscious Luke.
Fecundity.
Oh, I want to know what that word is first before. Oh,
look it up.
How do I spell it? How do I spell it?
I don't think it's a word.
Fecundity.
Look it up.
Look, I want to say that everything's wonderful, but look, it's the time of life. I don't know. Everything's just a little bit yucky. What is that noise? Hello?
I don't know.
What am I listening to? I heard it. Look, I'm okay. I'm all good. I'm enjoying my new work. I am doing quite okay. I just find, I don't know what it is. It's something, maybe it's the planets. You know, they think like Mars is in retrograde and all that kind of shit. I just feel like gross. It's just like an anxious, yucky feeling. Probably something I should discuss with my therapist and not hear.
I believe that's a blockage in your anus.
No, I do not have any blockages. I'm regular.
I didn't mean your anus. I mean Uranus.
Yes. Okay, I'm with you now. How about you, Christine? Any blockages?
Oh, Lou, just passes the ball. Passes the ball. Is that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is your blockage named Joe?
No. It's work. Work is just driving me insane lately. I have had the most insane encounters with people over the past week that I mean, it's insane. I guess because it's tax season, like everybody's like trying to fraud us. Like, no, it's just like the fraud is like 10 times more. Like people think that they can like create these checks and get away with it. And it's like, no, man, like, you know, it's the government. Like, it's not some landscaping company that you're taking the information from. Like, there's obviously a way for me to verify this information, whether or not it's real or not. I'm just losing my fucking mind, honestly. Like, Luke, I 100% feel you, because today I said to myself, I go, I feel like I'm in a fog. Like, I feel like my brain has been vibrating for like 2 weeks, and I just don't feel like here. Like, I'm not like here. I don't know how to explain it. Like you said, it's just
I'm hearing you.
A feeling.
You're right.
A feeling. It is. I haven't
it's
been.
A, it's a fucking Uranus.
It's Uranus. Rockets to Uranus.
Christina, blink twice if the problem is in your house.
Actually, some of the problem is my dogs. I know that this is ongoing, but they discovered.
Like, yeah, no, you need to you need to tell this story. Yep.
Okay, so I have an electric fence now erected in my backyard around my 7-foot fence because my dog can just escape Alcatraz. And so the dog then realizes the female one, the one that's on our TikTok opening the gate with her paw, the raptor, I call her, she dug out the earth of like the earth wire for the electric fence to disable it and then got the fuck out again. Like, what is going on? I thought boxers were supposed to be stupid. There's nothing stupid about these dogs.
They're not stupid.
No, they're very smart.
You can definitely use this when you finally breed her if she doesn't get pregnant by some mutt out in the street.
Well, that's it. Then she's been gallivanting around the neighborhood like some trollop. I wake up yesterday.
She's like her mom.
She's a whore.
Bark, bark, bark. And I'm like, I bet you that's my dog out there. It wasn't her barking, but it was all the dogs in the neighborhood. I come out. There's a four-way intersection near my house, right? She's just in the middle, wagging her tail, loving the adoration coming from all of the other dogs. I'm like, get here now, bitch. Get here now. But thought of the problem. The electric fence is a go. I just went and secured some more pickets so they can't knock it over, because that's another thing they do. So I think we're good. We're out of, what do we call it? Doggy drama.
Am I the drama? She's Scarlet Envy of the dog world. Am I the drama? Okay, I have a request to play an audio clip from Mr. Jeffrey.
Oh, Eric. That was what was happening before.
All right. Look, wait. Can we just everybody say hi to Candy? She's watching. She doesn't ever watch.
Oh, Candace.
Say hi to Candace.
Candace.
She's not going to be happy. She, listen, I just want to preface this and say she hates this fucking commercial.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Nope, might need to unmute my phone. We'll try that again.
Oh,
you can't download from Facebook anymore. You can't download audio clips from Facebook.
Mark's a cock.
Yeah, here we go. No?
I was going through menopause.
No.
Here we go.
Okay, he's going through menopause.
Why are you making the change?
Well, I was going through menopause.
Sub shops in Auburn and Leesport are looking for a new name, and they need your help.
Candy and I could not agree with anything.
Why don't we do a contest?
I could create a website, nameourstores.com.
And people would vote for their favorite entry?
We could hire over the wall, and we could give away 101 free subs and just make Candy so mad. That would be so much fun.
I love it.
I know.
Suggest a new name for the sub shops in Auburn and Leesport, or vote for your favorite at nameourstores.com. Nameourstores.com.
That's
it. It cut the message off, though.
Well, that's how the message came through.
Were you talking in it?
Yeah.
Yes. That was Jeffrey. So there's this station called The Wall. And their morning host.
Was it Steve Gage commercial?
I don't know. Whoever the morning hosts are on The Wall, right? They did a commercial. And the first one was like, okay, but they talked about how it was what we used to be. We're like, talks about that too much, right? We're formerly known as, for legal reasons, we're not going to say it because we're bitter. So
I know the name, like, but I won't.
But I'm not going to say it now because I don't care. So we're like, can we change it up? And then we're like, add a little more energy, right? Because we're like, doesn't sound exciting enough. So they're like, nah, how about you guys come in and you and Candy are, you know, you guys bicker a lot, you're exciting, and then you could be like, Candy could say, like, oh, it's naming after my Aunt Janice. And you could be like, I've never liked her. And I was like, well, how about, she's like, well, we could name it after your mother. And I could be like, I've never liked that bitch. I sent her around for Mother's Day. Candy's like, you can't do that. So I
Candy says hi, everyone.
Hi, Candy.
I had to try to tame it down. So this guy spliced this out of like an hour conversation.
It was cute. It's cute. I like
no, it. No, we'll because like it. The whole menopause thing had nothing to do with any of it. Like I was just making some kind of off-the-cuff reference.
Jeffrey doesn't like the edit. He's having a real housewife.
She was like, he cannot. She's like, he needs.
You getting edited there, Jeffrey.
She's like, he needs to take the menopause reference out. I don't like it.
Have you seen the shit I've done to Vera that I've done to Katrina? Like, I'm responsible for bad edits. See, and you egg me on. So you need to now take your lumps and just roll with it.
No, it's not me. It's Candace. She's more mad. So I don't listen. I hate it.
Candy, okay. I love it, Candy. I think it's great.
I don't particularly. I was like, how do you start a commercial? And here's the thing. Do any of you know what the hell we were? If any of you heard that, would you know what the hell we were? Do you know?
I think Christina should respond right now with that she gets turned on by lesbian porn all the time.
Well, she does.
That's what I said. Is that what he said?
Speaking of like, the edit, yeah.
Roll the tape. I don't remember that.
Roll that back.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it's cute. I think it's a cute little ad.
Well, here's the thing. So at one point, I was like, oh, well, now that we left, we can have big balls, right? I was like, big meatballs or whatever. He's like, we're using that. And I was like, oh, dear God, please don't. Right? Like, I was just like saying crazy things.
Never.
And he bit the menopause. It was like, we're on a male predominant, like construction worker, male predominant radio station. And you picked the gay guy talking about menopause. Why didn't you talk about me saying I had big man tits?
Like, Jeffrey, I have been into said unnamed sub shop and around the area. You're everyone's favorite gay, so you're okay. I think they know what's going on.
And Jeffrey, crazy off the cuff remarks is your brand.
No, so well, and here's the thing. People do. Only there was one time Candy and I did. We got a complaint where they said Candy and her son are really rude, and the only thing we could deduce was that it was me and Candy, right? Because I always say that I'm the son she never wanted, right? So there's her nephew that works there. But I always say that I'm the son she never wanted because she got stuck with me because we fight passionately like mother and son.
That's the way to do it.
Because she's my gay mom and I'm her gay child, whether she likes it or not. And she is stuck with me for the rest of her life. I will wipe her ass when she's 97 years old. I will not wipe Joyce's ass, but I will wipe Candy's ass. It's just the way it's
going. Oh, my God.
And what a beautiful segue to someone who, Vera, have you wiped many asses in your life?
She wouldn't wipe Smother's ass. She put Smother in a home.
I didn't put Mother in a home. Mother stayed in her apartment till the day she died.
Yeah, don't you remember? Don't you remember Vera going back to work, working mom.
I'm a nurse. That's part of our job. I've had a lovely week.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
You're struggling.
Vera is the one that's having the good week. Oh, right. Okay.
Katie so Vera, says do you she's always come right, though. Sums?
Not yet. I told you
what you need to do. You need to set Vera up on the cash register at the end on a stool going, $4.99 doll.
Start smoking again.
What if it's
a joint?
My dog gets the food standards.
What's wrong with you?
She'll be like, I gave you the big balls. Isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
Don't you like
my shit?
Make sure he gets the big balls.
What's she got? Big ball. Big balls and a lesbian delight, the fish sandwich. Okay, let's go. $12.99.
Are you sure that that's what you wanted to get? I know you were sure you wanted.
This is a very bisexual meal. What's going on here?
I don't understand.
You're getting a sub with no mayonnaise. What is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Why not just have a salad? Jesus.
You really think you need the whole sub, darling?
You can do it in half. Exactly.
You can just give this tape to this radio station to put together your next commercial.
These are my people.
What's really scary is when I tell you we were in there for an hour, the guy's like, don't worry, we've got your next commercial already set.
Oh, Jeff's Jumbo Subs.
No, oh, please go.
Jeff's Big Ball.
NameOurStores.com. And I need everybody listening, go and vote Kelly Anderson Fresh Nosh. Okay, thank you, because Candy hates that. And that's when I want the stores to be named.
It doesn't roll off the tongue very easily.
But I'll also, in fairness for Candace, she wants yummy belly tummies or whatever. Go look for Candace Dubree or whatever.
Yummy belly tummies.
This is like yummy belly tummies, yummy tummy belly, some shit like that. Go vote for hers if you like that. Find it.
What's that website again?
NameOurStores.com.
NameOurStores.com.
Please go below to the website. Vera,
can you say it in your sexy voice?
You want my sexy voice? NameOurStores.com.
And if you win and you're in our area, you can win 101 free subs every day consecutively.
Well, not 101 day, not 101 every day.
No, but 101 days in a row consecutively
subs.
For David Rose.
That's a lot of subs. Wait. Per day.
Wait, what?
I mean, if somebody could eat 101 subs in a day, I'd love to see that.
I'll clarify this just because I don't
Candy think it's going to be
Candy in don't come say on. 101 subs. Candace, if somebody could eat 101 subs in one day, come on, don't you want to see that?
That's a Guinness World Record. Well,
maybe
sure.
You could wait, do is it like a you competition.
Win oh,
Happy Belly Deli.
Happy Belly Deli is what Candy says.
You know what?
That's cute.
Now that she says it, I don't hate it as much as I did before because
Happy
I thought
Belly
that was
Deli.
Funny
yeah,
it.
Look, there's a little bit of foul play.
I'm fucking,
like
that's adorable.
What's the logo going to be? A fat stomach with a stretch mark smile?
Yeah, dude, I'd be like this. Like, you know, like have like a fat guy like holding his belly.
Maybe
a good joke. I'll take a picture of my husband.
No one wants to see that. No.
What we'll do?
No, the Buddha belly. It could be Buddha with like you know like a joint.
The cheap.
No, like a piece of lettuce hanging out of his mouth.
Like a sub in his lap. You know what I mean? Like Buddha with the belly.
The soda. Hold me soda and a thing.
We could have an exhaustive. We could have an exhaustive search for topless male models.
My husband can do it easily.
I'm down. I've been doing push-ups.
Well, okay. Do you heard in the commercial where Candy's going to be so man, right? Because she, you know, she always says
she's struggling. Yeah, okay, so it's 101 subs over 101 days. One sub a day, people. That's the prize.
One sub a day, and it has to be
for 101
consecutively.
Days.
Right. So if you miss a day,
one, they're fucked.
Yeah, you're SOL bitches.
You've got
and what do you get for that?
What if you're going on vacation?
Tough shit.
And then you get someone else.
What do you get for that?
What do you mean? You can pick a sub, a salad, or a wrap.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you want to come in, like maybe you don't want a salad that day or a wrap or sub. If you want to come in and get a soda pop, I'll give you a soda pop.
Wait. So after 101 days of me eating subs and wraps and whatever, every single I come to your shop 101 days in a row. On the 102nd day, what happens?
You got to pay.
You got to pay like everyone else.
Get the fuck out.
Wait. So I get. I'm entering a contest to win to go to your store 101 days.
Let's say.
That's okay. The prize is to win to eat for free for 101 days.
No. You named our stores. You named our stores.
Okay.
So you named our stores. But you don't get any rights to that shit. Like right, the rights are ours.
No, that's
the
fine.
Rights are ours. You have no
nameourstores.com.
Because it's in the rules.
So I named your store and I won, and now I'm winning 101 consecutive days.
So you know, like maybe once a year, we'll track you on social media and be like, "Hey, look at Christina. She won the contest. I'll trot you out on social media because it'll be fun.
I'm sure you'll put a picture on the wall
I'll
or
give
something.
You something. Like, you know what I mean?
You'll ride on the float that they enter in the Christmas parade.
Yeah, you know, I want to do the Thanksgiving parade, so I'll trot you out when I can and when it's convenient for me. Because that'll be fun to do.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You know, I'll use you to
all right, I get it now. I felt like I was entering a contest to win something, but the naming of the store is a contest.
I mean,
is 101
it took us 20 minutes to clarify this. So I might remind you all.
It's been a really hard process, okay? It was not easy to do this. This has been a very difficult process.
It has been. It has been.
Yes, and if you're in the central New York area and you're looking for a management job, call us.
How much are you paying?
Mm-hmm. And just to break the ice, because I'm going through the banners. I'm sure this is a Luke related banner.
Yeah, from last week or was it
two weeks ago?
And of course, a classic. From the pandemic times, #NoRibbies for COVID.
See, that'd be a great store name.
And also, hashtag no room for COVID.
And you can have a sandwich with the hair hanging.
I don't think that that's the vibe that Candace is after. Anyway,
he's talking about you.
Oh, because we've got such a high moral ground, let's go.
Hot load of hot topics.
Gonna have a stroke. Candy's gonna have a stroke.
She is. That's all right. Let's be a fun stroke. Let's be a fun stroke, right?
I'm getting text messages.
I've been having a lot of trouble, like, Jeffrey's comprehending things.
Jeffrey's blowing up. Well, do you know who's Candy not? Despite canceled. Popular belief, thank you, Christina. Do you know who's not having problems comprehending things?
Who?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. According to his physician, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is fit to stand and run. Again, Kevin O'Connor, the physician for the president, gave his report, which is published by the White House on February 28th. President Biden is a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old male who remains fit to execute the duties of the presidency to include as chief executive, head of state, and command-in-chief. The physician stated that Biden has undergone an extremely detailed neurological exam, which was again reassuring, with no findings of cerebellar neurological disorders such as stroke, multiple sclerosis, or Parkinson's disease. So there you go, ladies.
So
and
this is a rematch, though, between Biden and Trump now, right? Because
It looks like
the Republicans just bowed out. Nikki Haley, is that her?
Nikki Haley is bowed out. Yep.
He bowed out, so now it is a rematch. First one in over since the 50s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
No, I thought it was.
What's her face?
Oh, maybe it wasn't. Never mind. I was thinking of Bill Gates and Al Gore. Is that right? Am I right? Is there a recount?
I was thinking of
Bill Gates. Oh my gosh. Al Gore.
And Bush. George W. Bush. Okay.
You know when Bill Gates was president? Christine's having a bad day.
You know that I was pronouncing rhinoceros wrong for about 25 minutes the other day, like yesterday.
Were you rhinoceros?
I was rhinoceros. I kept saying rhinoceros instead of rhinoceros because I was trying to get her to say the word, and I go, it ends with saurus, and then I go rah, and she's not saying it. I go rhinoceros, and then I call it to my husband. I go, does that sound right? I think it's. And he has his headphones in, so he's not answering me. And I go,
it's one of those things where you keep saying the word too many times. You say the word too many times, it loses meaning.
Now that I'm saying it, it doesn't sound right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking Gates. What the fuck?
Who knows? That's all right. We will keep going. So this is...
And if you pay a doctor enough, I'm sure he'll sign off on anything. That's just...
Hey, baby, at least these medical records are made private, not hiding in someone's personal house.
And his doctor does not look like the doctor from the fucking Independence Day movie that gets stabbed by the alien. For Christ's sake.
Wow, that's a flashback thing. I think this is the beginning of the vitriol and if I heard what's the plan 47 or whatever it is, whatever he has planned for us, Donald Trump. It was all revealed.
Well, in order for him to be 47, he has to admit that he lost in 2020.
It is utterly terrifying what he has planned for your country.
The 2025 plan, are you talking about?
Yeah. Whatever it's called.
The 2025 plan is scary as fuck.
It is terrifying. I can't imagine. It's
but
like,
the average American voter doesn't know what it is, doesn't care what it is, just knows.
No, because he puts...
Like Trump, and they don't pay attention to policy. They don't pay attention to intention.
No, because he puts all the grab bag big words like hot button issues up front to disguise the fact that he's using this run for presidency to excuse everyone that had any kind of anything to do with January 6th. He's taking away any kind of rights for trans people. He's going to dissolve the Department of Education. He's going to create, I can't remember what they were called, but model cities where he's going to move young families so that they can, you know, move America forward. It sounds a little bit like creating a master race, if you ask me. But, you know, there is some...
Yeah.
Look, if you are voting for Donald Trump, please take the man out of the situation and imagine it was someone completely different that you don't know. And imagine somebody proposing for your country, your children, their children, and the ramifications for the rest of the world, what he's going to do. You would not give this man the time of day. And it is utterly terrifying to think just because middle America think that he's doing the best thing for him, which they're not. All of the tax breaks are going to go to these people that make millions of dollars. He's going to ban electric cars. We're going to drill in America. They're going to oppose a 60% tariff.
Going to abandon our allies overseas.
Yep.
He wants to sue NATO.
It's like,
I think he will win.
And it'll like be the just, end of
well,
America.
That's the state of the world right now.
Completely wrong, Luke, because if he does, I will be probably in a concentration camp or deported to Mexico, a country I've never been to and don't speak the language.
And of course, as Vera said last time we had this topic, she doesn't even like tacos.
I don't like tacos. That's not true, bitch. I've been to fucking Mexican restaurants with you.
It was never funny. It was fucking fire drunk, Jeff. You can take we it. Have... You can say a joke, but I can't make a joke. Yes, I said it.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't like tacos. Jesus,
I think Christ. It's funny to fuck with you with a joke.
I think we've been, like, and I'm not like. Everyone's like, oh, isn't it funny? He's going to be the president of the United States. But people, he's going to be the president of the United States. And the problem with America.
He wants to be king. He said it out loud. He said the quiet parts out loud. He says he wants to be a dictator on day one.
Yeah, he's coming over.
The taste of being a dictator. He's going to give it up. He wants to be king. He's pissed off that we didn't elect him king in the last election.
Do you guys remember when Will and Grace came back? Or I think it was their trailer they did, right? When Hillary and so I'm just going to do the Karen Walker. Chum, 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 chum.
You came to concentration camp with me, Jeff.
Oh, my God. I'd be so skinny.
But yeah, look, I think I was ready to go on a bit of a rant about this, but I think America, for, you know, being the land of the free and home of the brave and whatever, you treat your elections like a joke. What needs to happen for you guys is what needs to happen for us. We are all legally, you have the right to vote. We have the obligation to vote. If you start fucking with people's money and go, you know what, if you don't vote, you get charged. Watch how seriously people start to take, you know, who is running their country.
Well, this was going to be the rant tonight, but I'm going to go now since we started.
Oh, we're going now. Hold on, you want me to do it? Hold on. Wait, we'll do it early.
Don't even pull up the graphic. It's not
Okay.
This is the deal. This country used to teach a class called civics, where every fucking American had to learn what was in the Constitution. We had to learn what our civic responsibilities were. We had to learn about the process of democracy and the communal efforts to live in a society and the compromises we make every day to live in society, like obeying the laws, like stopping at a red light, like paying taxes so that we can all have hospitals and fire trucks and police officers. We had a civics class. Every student in the country was required to take it to learn the mechanics of our country. In the 60s, the hippies, who had all had civics class, they used the Constitution and their right to vote to change the face of this country. They passed the Voting Rights Act. They almost passed the Women's Rights Act. They made strides in education and normalizing, you know, all sorts of globally progressive ideas. The middle class was burgeoning after World War II. America was the model for the world in the 60s. Then the conservative think tanks of Washington tried to find a way to start fixing this because they didn't like the progressive ideals that were coming out of the 60s. So they did away with civics and they came up with a class called social studies, where they taught kind of history, kind of semantics, kind of, well, you know, this happened and these people migrated here, and no context. All right. Wasn't actually a history class, wasn't actually a civics class, just social studies. Okay. So then they started defunding the schools in the 70s. They started tax-based education, where only the rich schools got the money and the poor schools who had the lower tax base got less of the pie, right? And every time there was a Republican president, education got defunded more. So here we are in 2023 with the dumbest fucking American population in our fucking history, undereducated, illiterate, innumerate. They can't read, they can't write, they can't spell. They have no idea what the Constitution says. But they know about the Second Amendment, goddammit. It's bullshit. If Trump wins, the great democracy that every single one of us has waved our flag and raised our hand to is fucking over. Game over. If you want to live in a free America, you cannot vote for Trump. I don't care if you write in Howdy Doody. You cannot vote for Trump. The man wants to be a fascist. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to model himself after Orban and Putin and the dictators of the world. The only book he's ever fucking read are the speeches of Adolf Hitler. I know I used the Nazi word and Christina lost her mind on me. He's a fucking Nazi. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's a fascist. This is the election to end all elections. I can't make you vote, but I pray to God you vote right. Because God knows where we'll be if we don't.
Well, interesting, because he has thrown his support behind the shining paragon of intelligence and truth. He has backed Lauren Boebert.
Who's probably sitting in the State of the Union right now screaming rude shit at the President of the United States. Because
if not, she's probably jacking someone off. Let's be honest. That's her modus operandi.
Sewing her penis, maybe she's getting a hand job.
This is the thumbs up that he has given her. She has led the fight to impeach Joe Biden, stop illegal immigration, defend the Second Amendment, protect our wonderful ranchers and farmers, support our military and veterans. Except, you know, when you laughed at war heroes and stuff. Senate, but you know, we forget that. Secure our natural resources to pursue energy dominance and stand up to the radical Democrats who want to destroy our beautiful country. This is all on Truth Social, so it's got capital letters for every word. Congressman Lauren Boebert is a trusted American first fighter and has my complete and total endorsement for Colorado's 4th congressional district. Just don't ask the 3rd district who she abandoned. But that's okay. That's okay. Mate, at least say we know no one's safe if they're both in office. He's grabbing pussies. She's jerking people off. It's happening.
Family values.
Yeah, family values. Yeah, my ex-husband showed his cock to underage people. Whatever. Cool. Nice choice. So Canada's just as fucked. If the Boebert is your best and fairest option, like, she's a moron. Did you see Marjorie Taylor? Did you tell Marjorie Taylor Greene telling the BBC to fuck off?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's great. That's, you know.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's the argument. Are standing in the world.
Yeah. All because they asked about Jewish space lasers. I'm like, well, baby. You're the one that said it. If you can't handle it, don't say it in the first place. It's just like, We can't deal with Jewish spaces. How about you tell me about Jewish space lasers and fuck off? Like, oh, Marge.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wheeling her out.
You people. Did you point your finger at her and say, yeah, you people.
Actually going to upload that clip for us to play, but I didn't know how it would go down.
Yeah, I don't
know. But,
You know, and we always know what that new people stands for because, you know, we know. But the truth seems to be a problem that people have a problem with people telling the truth because this article blew up this week and people really fucking hate Oprah Winfrey. So Oprah has left Weight Watchers after a 10-year very lucrative deal because she says that she can't be the face of the product anymore when she is not using their services. She is using medical weight loss. Ozempic. She's using Ozempic and
She did say in an interview that I saw in the last couple months that she was using Weight Watchers, but she was also using Ozempic. And the reporter did call her on it and say, well, you've spent years saying, you know, that diet and exercise were the way, you know, do you feel like a hypocrite? I watched this interview and she was on a runway. It was like a, just like the Marjorie Trader Greene when it was in motion.
Like a press line kind of thing.
Yeah, a press line kind of thing. And she said, well, I believe everything has a place, all avenues to the goal. And very shortly after that, she announced that she was stepping away.
She's gone.
Here's the thing. How many of us, right, big bitches, okay,
have lost
the weight? Like Kirstie Alley is one of them, right? How many of us have yo-yoed in our life, have lost the weight the hard way, and then gained it back, right? And Oprah has done this. So this bitch then became honest and said, well, you know what? I've done Ozempic, and I've lost the weight this way.
And kept it off.
Now, I'm going to say, well, I guess this is not fair for me then to represent Weight Watchers and do this. So I'm going to step back. And now people fucking hate her for fucking being honest? Fuck
that.
A lot of the hate for Oprah stems from that whole Monique situation. There's a lot of history.
I was just saying that for Oprah and from this country's disgust with strong women all of a sudden.
Right.
But I think her being like, it's not like she's keeping that money.
A successful black woman. That's what the fucking problem is.
Truth. But she's donating that money. She's not like, she's not going, Weight Watchers doesn't work. She's saying that for me, in this time, you know, this Ozempic is what has worked for me. It's like criticizing
Ozempic people. Works. I took Ozempic. I lost 45 pounds on Ozempic, but the insurance stopped paying for it. I paid for it for a month. It was like, it's Christmas. You were coming over. I'm like, choices.
We don't eat.
And then Christmas was over. And then I'm like, you know what? Let me do this on my own. I did it on my own. I gained all the 45 pounds back and then lost it all again on my own. So it's, what are you going to do in life?
I don't think you can criticize people for the treatment that they choose for themselves that works. Like some people believe herbal remedies work. Awesome. And that their body reflects that. Like, cool. Some people believe shoving a crystal egg up your puss is going to do something for you. You do that, girlfriend. You're not going to criticize someone. You're not going to criticize someone for getting chemotherapy for cancer.
The issue is here is that if Ozempic, right, we know it works. The bigger issue is that insurance companies are refusing to pay for it, knowing that it works. Government,
I wonder why
companies are refusing to pay for it, knowing it works when obesity causes more issues and is going to cost more in the long run and is going to affect more lives.
Are the only industrialized nation in the world that has a for-profit healthcare system. And we are fatter, sicker, and die younger than any of the other G8 countries.
And again, right? So obviously, Candy and I own a restaurant. I just had a customer at the bank today talking about, do you have gluten-free wraps, right? So we got into this whole conversation about gluten-free things and how over the years, I never had a problem growing up with gluten. It wasn't until I was an adult and an American. I said, oh, you know what's funny is my friends come over from Australia and they go bonkers because they can't get any of this shit over in Australia because it's all fucking illegal. Because in America, they fucking feed us poison and think that it's okay.
Delicious poison.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. But one thing that I really want to do in our restaurant is get away from that and find a way to serve deliciousness that is not fucking poison and filled with this toxicity.
Jeffrey, are you trying to say that you would like to make someone's belly happy at your deli?
Happy, what the fuck did she say earlier?
Happy belly,
belly.
Yes. God damn it, fuck you, Steve.
But I think Jeffrey, you are onto a really good point because I've watched this. I got sucked down a TikTok hole as usually, you know. It's normal to be scrolling at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the facts behind everything is, you know, hot and red hot. No gluten, no meat. My cat's dead.
Even the cat had enough. Anyway,
yeah, even the cat's left me. But they're looking at the effects of almond milk now and how we really shouldn't be, shouldn't be consuming it.
Well, Jesus is very upset about it.
There are metal deposits that come out of it and you have shards of fucking, like microscopic shards of metal coming out of your skin because you choose to drink almond milk. Because you can't suck on a cow.
Not to mention the fact
that's fucking terrifying.
More precious water resources than a dairy farm.
You've got aluminum coming out of your skin from deodorant. So we're fucked.
Yeah.
From dairy to soy because soy was better. Then we were like, oh, soy's going to give man tits. So, well, we can't do soy anymore.
If you drink almond milk, you can leak aluminum out of your skin?
Metal. Honey, if you put deodorant on your body, you're going to fucking leak aluminum out of your skin. Where have you been? Deodorant is going to fucking make aluminum. You can literally have aluminum coming out of your armpits from deodorant. Where have you been?
We're all full of microplastics anyway, so like it matters.
I know about the deodorant. I'm talking about, you said almond milk.
Yeah, man.
There too.
Why? Because of the way it's manufactured. Yeah.
Isn't it just squeezing the milk out of a nut?
I just literally
milk in a nut.
Our distributor just dropped off snacks like 2 days ago for us to like try to see if we wanted to sell at our store. And one of our friends came in with their kids, right? And we were like, oh, here, try this, right? And I'm reading the ingredients. I'm like, God, this tastes like shit. And I look at it. I said, oh, look, it says biodegradable or bioengineered food. I was like, here we go.
So it's like
an extra leg and fucking three testicles.
But is that like that fake meat shit?
Yes.
Don't come at me. There's nothing that burns my bacon more than someone that says meat-free chicken or meat-free steak. It isn't.
Yeah, no.
Find a word for it because it isn't that.
Look at you can't here's have my meat-free thing. Chicken. Yeah. Fuck you.
You know what else is kind of scary about the American food? Cloned meat.
Here. Wait. No.
Cloned meat has entered. Yikes. Our food.
What, like Dolly the Sheep? They killed her?
Have you seen the movie Soylent Green?
If you're selling me clone meat or bioengineered fucking shit, it better be cheaper, bitch, because it's not real.
Why am
I fucking paying $10 for a fucking pound of flour?
Because it costs extra to make. Because it costs extra to make for shit.
Does it? Well, but does it though?
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, of course it does.
That are affordable in the American diet are the high processed foods like Kraft macaroni and cheese, like ramen disgusting. Pride, disgusting. Like all that shit that they sell at the dollar store. Whereas if you need a, if you want a quick meal for a cheap meal for a family of four for under $5, you can get it with Kraft macaroni and cheese and ramen pride and a couple packages.
And this is the thing that I want to change, right? This is where I want to do big salads, banging salads.
It's going to cost you $8.
But this is the thing that I want to change because you can get it. It does, or just I'm probably going to get stabbed for this tomorrow by the Boondoggle. You know, you can get a huge bag of spinach for $6, right? You can get a huge bag of mixed greens for $9. So we can do banging huge bags of lettuce. You know, we can do great salads for reasonable prices. The problem then becomes, though, is getting non-bioengineered shit at reasonable prices and knowing where it's coming from.
Well, you this is what Candy's just this is what Candy's just said. You have to have the money to eat healthy because right, they don't make it cheap.
If you don't have the money, you can't buy an $8 salad for each member of your family. But if you're at the store and you bought this huge bag of greens, you have to have enough people come into your store each day buying salads
that want to eat the greens. Yeah,
profitable for you. And Americans are not trained to eat salads. We're trained to eat the shit.
Fries.
No, but if we can find a way, if we can find a way to make it profitable, and this is the thing that I want to do. If we can find a way to make it healthy and profitable to feed a family.
Deep fry it.
That's a four. No, fuck that. No.
I'm being funny.
You know what I mean? Because I'm a single dad with three children, and I want to figure out a way to make it profitable and healthy to feed a family of four on shit that's not processed, because I don't want to feed, and I didn't for years, feed my kid processed food because they have behavioral management issues, right? So we didn't do processed shit, and I don't want to serve that. I want to give people, I want to still do the things that we do, but I want to give people another option. So I want to find a way to offer that.
But that's very
and he's like, motherfucker, I'm going to stab you, but there's no
way. That way, everybody has the way of the future. Exactly, in their deli. We've been disgusted about the things that go into our body, but now it's time to be disgusted by the things that have come out of our body. Now, I don't know if you guys saw this article this week. This is a Baldwin offspring.
Sneak candy, makeup is a miracle.
This is a Baldwin offspring. Her name is Elena Arnau.
She looked like a long lost.
Elena Arnau. And she has been arrested for throwing her used tampon at a security guard.
He probably deserved it.
That's fucking hilarious.
What a filthy cunt. If that ever happened to me, she would be eating that thing and she would be face planting the gutter. That is,
I'm sure you would be running away like a little bitch.
Why? No, that is.
What
you'd be like,
does the security guard do?
There's video. Video of it. She being a nepo baby, demanded to use the staff bathroom because she had to throw up and change her tampon. And she went in and did that and then went back in there because, you know, when you're a nepo baby and spending a lot of time in the bathroom, people get suspicious. Yeah?
Well, yeah, because she was storing cold.
So they went to remove her from the staff where she shouldn't have been in the first place, and she began to physically assault people and removed her tampon and threw her used tampon at somebody.
Oh, come on.
This is the problem. There's too many people that are drug fucked in society right now and doing druggo shit like that. like throwing fucking tampons. Like, this is stuff that's never really been a problem in our society until the end of days, really. Like, this is kind of little fuck. And these people,
we have an employee.
You were saying before we asked. If Trump's
every
elected.
Person that yeah, goes in
the end of hold on, guys. One at a time. Jeffrey, go.
We have an employee that every person that goes in the bathroom is like fucking in there shooting heroin, fucking blowing lines of coke. And I'm like, why didn't they invite us? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, hopefully I'll get a hot shot and I'll be fucking dead in the bathroom and I ain't got to do this anymore.
The thing is, you would, and like, not even, not to make a joke, you would excuse this like rock star behavior from a legitimate celebrity. She's
entitlement.
She's the daughter. She's the daughter of Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. Who are you?
Ew. You're not Hailey Bieber. She's the oldest.
I do want to know, like,
sister of Hailey Bieber. It's like, ew.
Did she take it out? Like, you said she went back in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, so obviously I want to know if this is a freshly changed, used.
Well, she went back in. It can't be that cold. I'm sure it still had some heft to it. The body ain't cold, baby.
I hope she's actually charged for that, because that's throwing bodily fluids at somebody. Yes. And
yeah, that's dangerous.
It's really disgraceful.
It's assault.
It is gross.
It is assault. And I think that everyone's just... The people think they have the right to abuse someone for doing their job just blows my mind. Like, you watch all these blow-up videos and whatnot on YouTube and TikTok and all that thing, but you're like, these cunts, man. Like, people don't want to cancel flights. People don't want to refuse you service. People don't want to say, no, you can't have a refund. And you act like a fucking moron. Like, baby, I'm just doing my job. Like, don't come in here.
Oh, I saw the best one. It happened at Burger King, and this guy was like swinging punches at the cashier, and then he's like, come around the counter. So the cashier walked around the counter and knocked him the fuck out. I was like, yes, there is a God.
Like Whoopi Goldberg
he'll be
said,
the one he'll lose his job, and he'll be the one punished.
Like, Whoopi said, you can't swing a punch at somebody and expect them not to hit you back. No matter your gender, your social class, whether you're the customer, whether you're the owner of the business, like, it's just the way it is. You're not untouchable. And if you act in a violent, disrespectful way, you've got to expect that back.
I have to assume that something's obviously, like, mentally wrong with her, because never in my most infuriated state while menstruating have I ever decided to open my legs, rip my fucking tampon out of my vagina, and sling it across the room. Like, that wouldn't be my first line of defense.
Oh, come on. I heard about you.
But you're not a Baldwin, and you didn't just do a whole heap of drugs in the staff bathroom either. So, you know.
How much drugs I've done, because I've done a lot. Have I never decided again? Have I never been like, this is a thing I want to do? Or this person pissed me off enough that I want to go ahead and
waste a tampon?
Like, waste a tampon on that? Like, again, and did she just change it? Like, was it a dry, fresh? Like, that shit would hurt ripping that shit out. Like, she'd have trouble. Like, you know, and it depends.
Isn't that my first thought? I wouldn't have thought of it.
Exactly. That's not my first thought. That I would never think to do that to somebody.
She's like, next person.
She thought about that once. Like, she's thought about that. Yeah, maybe that was a preconceived revenge for her.
That's her defense mechanism, part squid.
There you go, Jeff. Tampon tantrum. Done.
You know, it reminds me of this one time with Candy. it wasn't Candy's tantrum alone. But it's this one time at the stores.
We don't want to tell a story. Let's not tell that story. We've done with bitches.
We're disgusted enough
in real life. Bitches in the environment. Let's deal with bitches in the past, because I smelt this coming as soon as it was announced. Shannon Doherty's Let's Be Clear podcast. Now, it has caused a bit of a uproar for fans of Charmed. She's moving on to 90210 as the boys from 90210. Notice that the boys from 90210 become her guests, and she starts to explain.
Who's blowing?
Who's who blowing?
Luke, you seem like just.
Oh no! I dropped something. I dropped something on the floor, and I picked it up. I was touching the carpet.
Sure.
So, Shannon Doherty and former young hot thin Brian Austin Green discussed what they consider to be the beginning of the one of the decisive moments in the fractured relationship between the female cast of the original 90210. That Jenny Garth was originally a bit of a prankster, and she had this thing which she called Pants Down Day, where they would go around and pants members of the crew. And apparently,
before it used to be assault. It was really the 90s.
Yeah. And this is what Shannon said. She said some of them were actually getting pretty annoyed, but they wouldn't say anything because, hello, this is back. We've got to remember back in the day, this was the number one TV show in the world. Like, right. The crew don't mean shit. You know what I mean? The crew don't mean shit. So Shannon decided that one day there would be a skirt up day. And Kelly. Jenny always used to wear Calvin Klein boxer shorts under her clothes. And so it happened she got skirt up. And apparently this led to quite a heated argument where some of the male cast had to step in and separate them and all that kind of stuff. And that was the beginning of the end of their working relationship that to this day remains, you know, pretty, how you going? I think Tori Spelling
is like no friends. She's
just having friends.
Everywhere.
Female friends.
Yeah.
Female friends. Male friends, she got plenty of. And she's friends with Holly Marie Cohen.
She's friends with Rosie Ballard. She's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah, she's friends with Selma Blair.
Yeah, but she never did a show with her, was she?
Did she? No. But she doesn't.
I'm just saying, all of her old castmates, it seems like she's got, like, all these fucking problems. All this Milano.
Look at those kind of friends that she does have. They all like were big stars of their show that were notorious for apparently not getting along with other females too. But they were put in a position where it was really hard for people to get along due to the dynamics of what was going on the sets.
And let's remember for those of us that were old enough to remember Beverly Hills 90210, the original point of the show was that it was Brandon and Brenda Walsh moving into the postcode. That's the whole thing. Those two people, Jason Priestley and Shannon Doherty, were the original stars/main characters of that show. Everyone else wanted to be a star. And it happened for some of them. It happened for Luke Perry, you know what I mean? But Ian Ziering, all these other people. You know what I mean? Ooh.
So our good friend Katrina Johnson also said when she was on the show that when, you know, she was supposed to do, like, the Amanda show, but Amanda Bynes got chose. Like, she obviously, like, was sore about it. Like, but, again, it wasn't Amanda's fault. Like, how does Shannon know that it wasn't whatever her fucking name is fault? I forgot her name. Jenny's fault.
What's so funny Jenny's fault. I was just having a conversation about this earlier. But at the time, and I'm this is not Katrina speaking. This is me speaking from my conversations.
On behalf of
this is not Katrina's words. This is my words. But from my take, Katrina, right? So Katrina wrote the Katrina Johnson show. And that got taken from her, and it got turned into the Amanda show. So if you go back and you listen to our OG show from 2010, 11, 12, whatever.
Yeah.
Before Amanda Bynes and all of her mental health issues, you know, there was hostility there because, you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
you just think, okay, there's this chick that came along, you know, there's a coworker, you know, and there's things that still haven't all come to light.
And they won't unless someone does a tell all.
No. And you know, there's a show you wrote and somebody else got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like
real quick though. I know that was dark. I wanted to light the mood. Can we quickly just do the 90210 and we all just turn around like we're looking at the camera?
Let's move to the beach. How good was that apartment that I moved into the beach? Oh, I live. And got weird once Donna got into a cult and all that weird shit. Remember when Donna got burnt in the fire?
You mean Kelly?
Wait, Kelly got burnt in the fire.
No, I remember Kelly got raped and cried in the shower, and it was really a bit weird for me as a little kid watching it. I was like,
Kelly always.
No, you know what fucking did it? What I got so mad was when they got rid of Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and they fucking brought. Wait, so it was like Brian Austin Green. They brought his girlfriend on, got rid of his girlfriend, and then brought his new girlfriend on, which was from General Hospital, Vanessa Marcel. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no. We're
she
not
was a
having
bitch
Gina.
On that show. Yeah, no, she was a bitch on that
it's
show.
Like, oh, but no.
We like to keep it all in the family, and that's where we're going to end it with this week's What the Fuck Weekly.
What the?
Look, you can take the celebrity out of the South, but you can't take the South out of the celebrity. I don't know if you guys have heard the drama in the Cyrus clan this week. It's getting a little bit with the Cyruses. So, Dominic Purcell, former Prison Break actor, is now married to Tish Cyrus on the left.
Before he was married to Tish,
he was hooking up with her daughter, Noah Cyrus, in the middle there. So that explains part of the fracas that is going on in the Cyrus clan.
Okay,
but besides the fact that Billy Ray married a girl he met who was a child and had a Montana sex.
Has anybody in the family confirmed this?
It's a confirmed fact that he and her were dating. Were they fucking?
By
I hope not.
Got it going on.
Dominic is like dominating the Cyrus puss.
Here's the thing.
I don't understand why they would be attracted to him.
Oh my god!
At all.
He's hot.
Unless he's hot. There's no reason.
It's
not my family. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's very unhealthy for a mother to date your daughter's ex.
Like, it's their problem.
Dad is
fucking like, how old's the fucking...
700. But there is generational hotness. You can have a hot son and a hot dad. You can have a hot mom and a hot daughter. And you know what? If they don't have a problem with that, maybe
partners.
That's... I feel like it is not, granted,
I know this is what we're supposed to talk about, right? We're supposed to have an opinion, but
it's no one's business.
No, it's not.
And
like,
I'm kind of with Jeff on this. I don't care who anybody's fucking unless they're fucking me.
Like, I feel like if they're all okay with it, we should be too. Like, unless the kid and the mom and they're having issues and they come out and say, I'm not okay with this. We don't have...
Well, she didn't attend the wedding.
This doesn't mean shit.
I'm just giving you the fact.
No, I know you are, but I'm saying like, so just because that happened, everybody else is making up a narrative to go with that.
I think they're rotten cunts.
At least he has.
Until that person comes out with, I didn't go because this. We're making up a narrative. That's it. We don't know the past.
He at least has a lot in common with her children. They've all been inside Tish. So it's nice. So we're going to leave you with that.
I mean, I would love to know how big his dick is because he is hot as fuck. Christina, tell me I'm wrong.
It's got to be big in order for her to be like, you know, I'm sure she talks to about him.
He's a prison breaker.
I'm sure it's big.
Christina, tell me you wouldn't fuck him. Go ahead, I'll wait.
Probably just like, it's probably like a good, like, amount.
A sock?
I know Vera would take him on the fire truck for her birthday.
And look, we should actually say R.I.P. Iris Ifeld as well. She did. She
Iris.
She
cool.
Iris.
But you know, maybe she talks to her. Iris,
I have a story.
Go.
I have literally like 1 degree of separation from Iris.
From Iris? Go.
Tell us about your Iris.
Sorry. You guys all, Richard. Richard's mother was good friends with Iris. And Richard.
Jeffrey's friend Richard.
Richard, you okay. Well,
you know
Christina,
Richard.
Not you.
I know Richard. Well,
Richard,
there's Saturday.
Iris decorated all of Richard's family's houses.
There you go. Oh, wow. Richard too.
So there
you go. What?
Happy
fuck
days.
Fuck all of you. All right, and fuck Richard. Hey, Dick. Nobody fucking wants you. Okay.
Yes, because Richard was messaging me all week. I'm like, I didn't understand why he was messaging me about Iris. Oh, like, I don't get it. I have pictures. Do you want to see them?
Oh, did no.
Well, I can show you after the show.
Iris was a living legend. 102 years old. You go, girl. You get
she
it.
She was a living
legend. We're gonna leave our dysfunctional little family and hope that you've enjoyed the show. It's been a mixed bag, but you know that's how we go.
Should I show you just one? Should I show you one?
Quick.
One picture of Richard.
Oh, it's Iris. We love her.
Sorry, don't judge me.
When we come back from the credits, we're all going to do the 90210 again.
No, I got a profession. Pee.
Professional star fucker, Jeffrey Emmett.
No, I don't fucking
star. Get ready then.
Baby Rangers.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
I did it.